91X News.
It's 10 degrees and raining. I'm Austin Mackay with 91X News. Don't be alarmed if you see a massive T-Rex anytime soon. Scotty the Saskatchewan T-Rex has found a new home. The 65-million-year-old bones from an Eastern famous fossil are being carefully packaged and sent to Research Casting International in Trenton. The casting company will make molds of the bones and build a mounted full-scale replica. The completed Scotty stands 2 stories high and stretches almost 130 meters in length. It is to be returned to the Easton's Discovery Center in the time for the 2013 tourist season. About 75 people turned out in Market Square in downtown Belleville last night for a rally against robocalls. 91X reporter Renee Rogers was there and has this report.
We demand that the Canadian Elections Act impose meaningful consequences for wrongdoing. So please make sure that you sign that.
That's Lenore Begley, the president of the local Liberal Riding Association. The group organized a rally at Belleville's Market Square last night to demonstrate to local MP Daryl Cramp that people in this riding are angry about robocalls. People in the crowd were asked to sign a petition urging Cramp to demand a full judicial review of 31,000 complaints Canadians have made about harassing robocalls during last spring's election. Bill Tomlinson from near Stirling says he received one of those calls.
One of them was 3 o'clock in the morning. 3 in the morning, 3 a.m. The other two were around 11, 12.
Barbara Windfeld feels it's important to make her views known about the calls to local politicians.
I just was concerned. You know, I got an email saying we're having a rally, and I just wanted to come out because, as the speaker said, you know, if you don't show your concern, you're doing nothing.
Renee Rogers, 91X News, Belleville.
Ontario's health minister says the federal government didn't give the province enough time to prepare for a shortage of various prescription drugs. Health Minister Deb Matthews says Ontario didn't get the advance notice about the shortage, and she's concerned it may have to delay some medical procedures. She says Ontario's hospitals are working together to share drugs while there's enough supply right now, but that might change. It might disrupt power grids, mess radio airwaves, and GPS signals. The largest solar storm in 5 years engulfed Earth at about 6 a.m. this morning, Eastern Time, but scientists say it could have been a lot worse. Jim Hickey has his story.
No question, the geomagnetic storm caused by that solar flare is intense.
It's about as intense as we expected it to be.
But Douglas Biesecker at the Space Weather Prediction Center says it is hitting Earth with something like a glancing blow.
So is not driving the bigger kick.
He says the power to your home should be just fine. But people who use sophisticated GPS devices to do high accuracy surveying, oil drilling, or precision farming might want to think about taking the day off.
It's not working to their needs today.
Some radio signals could also be affected today. Jim Hickey, ABC News.
And that's news to 203. Here's Renee Rogers with sports.
In local hockey, the Picton Pirates and Campbellford Rebels meet tonight for Game 3 in their best-of-seven series. Both teams are sitting at one win each. The action gets underway at 7:30 at the Prince Edward Community Center. In the NHL, the hotly contested battle for first place in the Southeast Division resumes this evening. The Florida Panthers open the night with a 2-point lead on Winnipeg. The Washington Capitals are 4 points off the lead. Florida visits Philadelphia to play a Flyers squad that has won 3 straight. The Caps welcome Tampa Bay. In NBA basketball, it's a quiet night with just 2 games on the schedule. Eastern Conference rivals will square off in the Windy City. The Chicago Bulls will take on the Orlando Magic. Chicago leads the league with 33 victories against 8 losses. Victoria's Steve Nash and the Phoenix Suns are home to Dallas. It's the final day of round-robin play at the Tim Hortons Briar in Saskatoon. Ontario's Glenn Howard needed only 8 ends to complete an 8-3 win over Nova Scotia. Howard is alone in top spot at 9-1. Manitoba dumped Saskatchewan 9-3 in another early game. And Tiger Woods will play in the WGC Cadillac Championship in Florida starting today. Woods is optimistic after finishing strong last weekend at the Honda Classic.
It was a good week. I hit a bunch of good shots and made a nice little run at them on Sunday, which was good. But we're here a new week, a new tournament site, and looking forward to it.
Woods is currently ranked in 2nd place. That's sports. Here's Austin Mackay with 91X Weather.
All the leaves are brown, and the sky is gray, as we're all California dreaming today. Today we'll see periods of rain ending late this afternoon, and then cloudy, temperature going down to +3 this afternoon. Tonight will be windy as the rain clears, low -7. Friday mainly cloudy, flurries beginning in the afternoon and leaving early in the evening, high of +1. It's 10 degrees. I'm Austin McKay with Renee Rogers, 91X News, on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 3 o'clock.
Quinty's new rock source, 91X.